Good morning, and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Wednesday, September 21st, 2022, and information is provided up to date as at 5 a.m. Eastern Time. S&P futures are currently pointing to a flat open to market trading. This follows broadly lower trading in both Asian markets and early European markets. The US 10-year is down 4 basis points, yielding 3.53%. The dollar is higher against the euro, pound, and yen. Oil, gold, and industrial metals are broadly up, with cryptocurrencies broadly down. Markets are currently looking ahead to the results of today's FOMC meeting, which is expected to generate a 75 basis point rate hike and a potentially hawkish new set of economic projections, with some seeing Powell as eager to prevent the loosening of financial conditions seen after July's meeting. We also saw overnight Russian President Putin announcing a partial mobilization to call up reservists to fight in the Ukraine. We saw global indices dip on the back of the Russian president's comments, and also EU defense stocks are currently trading higher. On the data front, we just had Swedish August unemployment rate tick up higher versus the prior month. Due up on today's US economic calendar, we have weekly MBA mortgage purchase applications, August existing home sales, and weekly DOE crude inventories. In corporate news, the New York Post reports that pro sports leagues may try to purchase Sinclair Broadcast Group's Diamond Sports. Sources close to the situation tell the New York Post that the MLB, the NBA, and the NHL are likely to soon start speaking with the unit that operates Bally Regional Sports Networks, since it is technically insolvent and may need to declare bankruptcy within 6 months without a rescue. However, a source close to Sinclair has informed the paper that creditors don't have the capacity to force a bankruptcy that they think they do. Tencent Music Entertainment Group is trading higher in Hong Kong after its secondary listing commenced trading on the Hong Kong Stock Exchange. And Uniper is trading well down after that Germany has nationalized the gas importer by acquiring Fortum's stake, with the deal including a capital increase in Uniper, acquisition of Fortum's shares, return of Fortum's 4 billion euro shareholder loan, and release of a number of guarantees. Today we have General Mills due to report their results before market open, with Lennar due to report after the close. Asian equities traded lower again on Wednesday, ahead of the Fed decision on rates and after Russia declared the partial mobilization. Japanese markets caught the news just before they closed and dipped sharply, although the main indices had been down all day. Australia was already 1.5% lower by the Russian announcement. Greater China fell, with the Hang Seng reversing a mild recovery mid-morning to end in the red. South Korea at a two-month low, Taiwan down, Southeast Asia mix, and India lower after a bright start. Toyota cited an official annual report showing that the average residential land price in Japan rose 0.1% year-on-year as of July, marking the first increase in 31 years. The Reserve Bank of Australia's review of bond purchasing program concluded that it lowered longer-term yields by some 30 basis points and together with other policy measures was successful in achieving its objectives in reducing borrowing rates. However, the RBA also noted that the program resulted in a sizable direct financial cost given the ensuing surge in interest rates. European markets are trading lower this morning, with the Euro stocks, FTSE 100, French CAC, and German DAX all lower. Returning back to the Russian announcement, Putin said that the Russian government must immediately up financial support for the defense industry in order to increase production of weapons. Putin reiterated that the aim is to liberate the whole territory of Donbass and overall operation goals remain the same. UK Chancellor Corbyn is set to announce a series of measures in his mini-budget on Friday, aiming to boost the economy. He is expected to deliver on PM Truss's pledge to reverse the national insurance hike, cancel the planned corporation tax increase, and remove green levies on energy bills. Thank you for joining us for FactSet's Morning Summary for Wednesday, September 21, 2022. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.